AM 1150's Business Spotlight, Tim Wahlberg and Harold Spring from The Cement Store, thecementstore.ca, and Okanagan Concrete. 1111 Gordon Drive at the north end of Gordon. Let's go a little bit past Clement, and that's where you guys are. You've been there for, 12 years now, Harold.
Exactly. Yes, we have. Yep.
In Kelowna with concrete. We're talking concrete, the lifespan of your concrete, how to protect it, how to keep that investment looking great, because it is an investment. It's part of that huge home that you've bought. And, sometimes people just inherit this, and what you get when you buy a home is that concrete, that big slab that goes along with it, and you can't do much about it, but protect it. So if you have decorative concrete, if you have stamped concrete, colored concrete, protect it with the right product. And the Red Seal primer is a great product to start with. And there's really a whole process to really protect it the right way, Harold.
Right, exactly. Yes, what we do is normally we take our red sealer, mm-hmm. or our red label, what we call. That'll tell you what's been down. If most people don't know what they have, what sealers have been put down, who did what before. So our red sealer now is a fact finder. It'll tell us what has been down there, what the shape of it is. And we go past it. Once we've established that, then we can now lay out a program what should be done. In most cases, what the basic should be done is a primer. Always put down a primer. In every industry you talk about, when you go into epoxies or any kind of a finish, they always put down a primer first.
This is the bonding agent.
This is the bonding, exactly. The bonding part of it, the primer soaks into your substrate, and then when you put another wear coat on top, then it sticks to that wear coat. So now you've got a bond there that won't break apart. If you put a wear coat directly on your surface, it just sits on the top. It doesn't penetrate. Over a period of time, it breaks up, plastic starts peeling off.
Yeah.
And everybody says, your product is no good. Well, it's the installation that was no good.
And we talked about water-based sealers versus solvent-based sealers. We talked about the VOC, the great product that you have with zero VOCs and no chemicals whatsoever, which are along the lines of have been linked to cancer-causing chemicals. So you've eliminated all those in all of your products, which is incredible, the fact that you can still make this product work. And you did it, and you developed it right here in Kelowna, and nobody else is doing it.
Nobody else is doing it. We followed, when we moved our sales and we started to go into the United States, we've opened up a warehouse in Blaine to distribute our products. We went to the California market, found they had the stringest regulations. Well, what they did is ahead of everybody else, they put out a list, what they call a Prop 65 list, mm-hmm. and it lists all of these solvents and chemicals which cause birth defects. Well, if you look through all the products that are on the market today, 99% of those products have these chemicals in it. Everybody's unaware of it. Nobody's aware that it's there, because nobody bothers to look at it.
So that's why I, as a consumer, want to go to a water-based. It only makes sense.
Sure. It's environmentally
friendly. I don't want
all
the solvents. When I hear the word solvents, I think chemicals.
Yes.
But you've dispelled that myth, and you've gotten the solvent working without all those bad chemicals.
Well, because you go down the road to water-based. Water-based does not work on a horizontal surface.
It doesn't seal.
It doesn't seal. It doesn't stick to anything. It's a porous, so it's not a wear coat.
Mm-hmm.
So really, our position is the water base in stamped concrete and concrete is eliminated 100%. It doesn't work. Lots of companies are selling it because it's a saleable item. It's cheap and so forth.
Yeah.
So the other side of that is a solvent based product, which supposedly has been eliminated from the market because of the solvents in it. Well, we just went after the solvents and eliminated the cancer-causing problems and birth defect problems, mm-hmm. and taken those solvents out and replaced them with solvents that are not hazardous to human health.
And do their job. And create a great sealer. So you can do this at home. There is a proper time in it, and it is the fall and spring,
sure.
because you don't want the heavy heats, and obviously you can't do it in the winter.
Right.
So spring and fall, this time of the year, is a great time to protect that investment, that concrete that you have, that stamped decorative concrete. Seal it now.
Exactly.
And protect it for years, because it should, a good concrete job should last 20 years plus.
It should. Yeah. There should be no problem over the period of time. You may have to do some maintenance and put the odd coat down in between.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major factors on putting concrete sealer down is and I've heard that lots is it bubbles up.
Mm.
Well, so therefore, what's wrong with your sealer? Well, if you think about it, a heavy resin that when you put it down and it's hot during the summertime, it's hot, it'll skin over right away.
Yeah.
So you also now you have outgassing because that concrete is full of air and it's blowing out air. So the air comes up, it gets trapped under that skin. So now you got bubbles.
Yeah.
But I put this other material down and it didn't bubble. Well, the thing is it didn't bubble because there is no resin in their sealer.
Mm-hmm.
It just blew right through it.
Yeah.
So you got to work with Mother Nature.
Sounds confusing to you? It's not really. It's quite easy.
Our videos tell all about it, how to times to put it down. There's certain times you can put it down, certain times you wait.
Yeah, a lot of great information on your videos at thecementstore.ca. If you've got questions about your concrete, there are answers. Thecementstore.ca, or check them out in person at Okanagan Concrete and the Cement Store at 1111 Gordon Drive on the north end of Gordon Drive, just past Clement. You can't miss the Okanagan Concrete and thecementstore.ca. Harold Spring, great to have you in the studio again. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to talk to you.
See you next time on AM 1150's Business Spotlight.